Hey guys, what's going on? Cameron here with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. If you guys are new to the podcast, man, I appreciate you checking it out. My name's Cameron. I run a lawn care business here locally, and I've been doing it for the last 22 years. So for you guys returning, man, I appreciate the continued support. Appreciate you reaching out and sending me messages after the podcast yesterday. You know, it makes a difference whenever people say, "Hey, man, listen to the podcast." It just makes all the difference because I'm out here cruising to town. Typically, I do a little truck talk, cruise to town, and hop on the podcast real quick, or maybe between jobs. But anyways, just sharing about life, business, all that stuff. But today, man, it's 7:44 a.m. Just rolling out in the box truck and heading to town and trying to get a little bit more done. Yesterday it was kind of wet, man. It rained on, let's see, what day? Sunday, Monday. It rained a little bit Monday too. So yesterday it was still a little wet. One of my customers that I took care of, the whole left side of her property is kind of like a bowl. And so I wasn't able to mow like any of that over there, but I got everything like mowed out front, and on the right side of the driveway, they kind of have a little S driveway, long driveway going to their house. And so I was able to mow like everything out front and kind of on the left side, and then everything on the right side, and then everything in the back. But up by the house, on the left side of the house, it's like a bowl shape, and there was just water standing everywhere. So the grass was a lot taller over there too, I guess, because there's been quite a bit of water standing in there for the last probably week. And so I wasn't able to do that side, but got in there, did what I could, and then moved on to the next one. Something that happened yesterday while I was out mowing. I had the Toro Grandstand Revolution. This is on another yard, just up the hill from the one I was talking about. I was in the backyard, and I was on the Toro Revolution mower. That's the battery power mower, and it's so quiet, man. It's so quiet that I was mowing, and I snuck up on a deer. So there was a small fawn in the very back of the property, just bedded down and snoozing, and I was mowing back and forth, and if I wouldn't have happened to just look down at that moment, I would have ran right over the deer. It did not move at all. I mean, it was sleeping good, and I got up to it, and I was like, man, what is this? I stopped real quick. It kind of startled me, and then I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's a fawn. And so it had spots on it, of course, you know. I'm going, like, around it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, man, I don't think that thing is even alive. I think it's dead. So I was thinking, man, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do with it is what I was thinking. And then I go around it, and I come back, and I look again, and I see it breathing. So I'm like, all right, it's not dead. It's just asleep. And so I keep mowing. I mow back and forth. I finally try to get it, like, to get up and move. And so it does, finally. And it moves closer to the road. And it just kind of hangs out there for the rest of the time I'm mowing there. And so anyways, I thought that was pretty cool. The Toro Grandstand Revolution. It is... It's so quiet that I was able to get in there and mow while this little deer was sleeping. So that was kind of neat. What else did I do yesterday? I got into, I don't know, I probably mowed 3 or 4 lawns, then went and got some lunch. And then after that, I went over to this property where this lady had called me multiple times trying to get her lawn mowed. It would have been a new customer for me. And she had a California number, so I'm thinking, I wonder what the story is here, you know. A lot of these people that have been calling lately, they're from California area. And I don't know, like, what's up with that, but I'm getting a lot of calls from California. So, anyways, she called, and I called her back. She said that she had a house that needed to be mowed. And I went over there, Ari had checked it out, went over there a couple times actually. I'm like, do I really want to mess with this? Do I want to mow it? Do I want to take time to do it? Do I have time to do it? And so I drove by there a couple of times. Just from driving by, it looked like it was empty. It had a for sale sign out front. And so I'm thinking the grass is tall on top of that. I mean, it's like 2 feet tall and then a little taller in places. And I'm thinking, man, do I even want to mess with this? But I wanted to help the lady out. I just didn't know if I had time to really do it. But after I looked at it a couple times, I'm like, man, this grass is super tall, but it shouldn't take long at all to knock it out. And I called the lady. She told me that the realtor had called her and said, hey, yard needs to be mowed. It's out of control. It's really tall. And so I told her, I said, yeah, your grass is really tall over there. It's super tall. And so we talked back and forth. She was saying that her mom lived there, and I guess they moved her out of there, and then they put the house up for sale, and it sold like really quick. So I guess they were about to close on it, but she still wanted the yard looking good for the new owners. And so told her I'd take care of it. I just shot her a super low price. I was like, you know what? Let's back up a little bit here. She said she was trying to get somebody to mow it, and they told her that they would mow it. And she said this in the voicemail too, so kind of knew it going into it. She said that whoever she got a hold of, they were supposed to mow it 3 weeks ago, and they keep putting her off. And she's like, I understand it's been raining there, and you know, you're probably behind or whatever, but they just kept putting her off. And they told her she could pay like Venmo. I've never used that, so I don't even know how all that works. But she said, I'm just tired of messing with them. They told me they were going to do it. They haven't gotten over there to do it. So if you can do it, that would be great. And I was like, sure, I'll do it. I told her, I said, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, swing by tomorrow. She was excited about that. Well, turns out, the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go over there. I'm going to grab some lunch, then go over there and knock it out. And I got some lunch yesterday. Afterwards, went over there and started to mow it. So it was real tall. There's a house on the property, of course. It's for sale. They just sold it, apparently. It's pretty close to the road, so between the house and the road ditch, it's only like, I don't know, maybe 8 feet away from the ditch there. So it's really, really close. You can't really get a mower in there between the house and the ditch. And so I had to trim like all that stuff, which it wasn't too bad up front in the very front. It wasn't like super tall, but it was tall on the sides and the back. So I trim all that. I get it cleaned up in the front, kind of, sort of. On the left-hand side, there's a chain-link fence. Well, there's a chain-link fence all the way around it. But on the left-hand side, on the other side of the chain-link fence, there's this, like, long rectangular lot that was the tallest, you know. The grass was tallest over here on this empty lot. And so she said, we need to mow everything around the house, inside the fence, and then we need to mow the lot to the left side. I was like, all right, I can do that. And went over there. I started on the lot, got all that cleaned up, looking good. And then in front of the lot, a little small ditch, I trimmed that. And then I went over in front of the house and started trimming the ditch. Then I went inside the fence and trimmed between the fence and the house. And while I was there, let me just back up a little bit. When I pulled up to the property, I'm like scoping it out, looking around, and anytime a house is like vacant like this, I'm always looking at like doors and windows. Is the door, you know, has the door been broken into? Are the windows open or busted out? And so I'm always kind of scoping out the property as soon as I get there. So I'm looking at it. It has like a little porch on the front, so you can't really see the front door of the house. You can see the porch, the door going to the porch. It looked fine, but you can't really see inside there where the front door is on the house. And so I was like trying to look in there It looked like it was secure, but I wasn't 100% for sure. And then on the back was kind of weird. The back door, it was like, I don't know if they like tinted the glass. I think they did. They had to have, because it looked really dark and it was like reflective. So the back door was just like a storm door. And I couldn't see like a actual door on the other side of that storm door. Only thing I could see is a storm door. And the glass was like dark looking, so you couldn't like see inside the house, you know. And so I didn't know. I'm like, I don't know if there's a door there, if the door's been opened or closed, you know, or if it's closed or whatever. So I'm just like, you know, forget it. It looks secure enough. I'm going to get out and I'm going to mow. And before I showed up to the property, the lady said the garage, the little shed out back, the door was open. The realtor was over there the other day. She said the door was open on the shed and asked me if I could close it. She asked the realtor to close it, but the realtor said, the grass is so high, I'm afraid of snakes, I'm not going to go back there, blah, 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 blah. And so this homeowner wanted me to take care of the door and shut it on the shed. And I'm thinking, all right, there's probably a reason that door on the shed's open. Somebody's probably gotten in there. And so I go, and like I said, I'm mowing, I'm trimming, like, inside the fence between the chain link fence and the house. And there's not much distance there, maybe 6-7 feet at most where I was at. And I'm just trimming along. Oh, I got to back up again. Sorry. I was going to tell you something else. So when I showed up to the property and I, you know, the box truck's big, it's loud. And when I show up, a lot of people like notice it, you know, they just, they see this huge box truck all lettered up. It's kind of loud and it kind of draws attention. So I pull up and I get out and I shut the doors. And of course, you know, they probably heard that or whatever, but I go back to the back to put down the ramp, and I've got my cameras in my hand because I'm thinking I'm going to get us some content on this, video it, and show how the Toro Revolution mower can tackle tall grass. And so I got my cameras out, I got my tripod, I'm going back to the back to lower the ramp, and this guy's like walking up, and I was thinking, where did he come from? Because I just turned down this road, I just parked here, and then I got out and I turned around and walked back behind me, and there's this guy walking towards me. So I was thinking, I know he wasn't on the, you know, he wasn't like on the road, you know, walking when I came through. So I was thinking, I don't know, I just thought for a second. I didn't really think about it a whole lot, but I was like, where'd that guy come from, you know? And I didn't really think about it anymore. And then, like, what he said to me is just kind of weird. He just came up to me, and I tried to talk to him before he got close. He looked like he was just kind of out there and kind of up to no good. So I tried to make some small talk before he, like, walked up to me. And so I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? You know, all this. He's like, you got cameras? And I said, yep, I got some cameras. He goes, what are you doing, recording yourself? And I said, yeah, man, I'm going to record these mowers in action, knocking out this tall grass. And he's like, huh. And I don't know what else he said, but he was like, I don't know, it just seemed like he wasn't too thrilled that I was doing that, is how it came across. And I was like, huh, that's interesting, okay. And I was like, all right, man, well, have a good day and whatever. And he just kind of walks off. I should have probably kept my eye on him to see where he ended up, but I didn't. And after that, I'm like getting the mowers out, and as I'm letting down the ramp to the truck, you know, it smacks the pavement, it's pretty loud. I get the mowers out, and I'm making all this noise, you know, and I just kind of look up, and every now and then I'm seeing people like behind the box truck, like just showing up in the middle of the street and like walking down the road. And I'm thinking, where do these people come from? They didn't walk past the box truck, you know, they didn't walk past me, and they were like showing up like 20, 30 feet behind me, you know. I just turn around, there'd be another person, turn around, there'd be another person walking away from me. They weren't walking towards me, but it's like, where are these people coming from? And so they were like, a couple of them were like talking like to themselves and pretty loud, and I was like, man, this is already, but I'm in the neighborhood, I'm expecting it, you know. I'm in this neighborhood where things are a little run down, and you expect to see people just wandering the streets. And so, you know, that wasn't like out of the norm. People in that area roaming the streets and talking to themselves and all this stuff. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, well, that was kind of weird. I don't think a whole lot about it at all. Like, I'm not thinking much about this at all. These people just kind of showing up behind me and walking away. So, like I said, I get started on the empty lot next door on the left-hand side of the house, on the other side of the chain-link fence. I mow all that and then got that cleaned up looking nice. I trim the ditch up front. Then I get to the in front of the house, between the house and the chain-link fence, and I'm trimming all that, and a guy pulls up, and he's in a... electric bike, is what I'm trying to say. He rolls in on an electric bike, and he hops off of it, and he's, like, excited looking, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, what is this guy going to ask for, you know, he's probably going to want something. And so, I have my battery-powered trimmer, so I don't have, like, an engine running or anything, so as soon as he hops off, he's talking to me. I kind of pull my headset off and listen to him, and he's like, man, I just want to warn you, I just want to tell you. And I was like, what's that? And he's like, man, I've been running these crackheads off on this street here in these two homes. This house you're taking care of that you're mowing, I've been running them out of here, and I've been running it out in the neighbor's house over there and pointing just right next door. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, yep, I've been trying to get a hold of the people, tell them what's going on, but I live over here across the road, catty corner, like down from this house. And he's like, man, I grew up on that street right there. And this is like a, I don't know, this guy's probably late 50s or so. And he's like, yeah, I grew up down here, man. I'm just trying to clean this place up and keep the people, the bad people out of the neighborhood. And I was like, oh, okay. But he kept on, you know, he's like, I got to show you something. And I was like, what's that? And he's like, did you see the fence over there? And I was like, no, I kind of just got here, man. I just started mowing. He's like, well, I need to show you this over here. And I was like, man, I'm just here to mow, you know. Like, I'm not here to check all this out and all this stuff. But he's like, oh, I know, I understand. You know, you're just here to mow, but I want to just give you a heads up on this. And I was like, all right, let's check it out. So he takes me over to the side, the right side of the property where the chain link fence is at. And the other house on the other side of the chain link fence is like 2 feet away from this fence. I mean, it's in an area where the houses are like stacked right on top of one another. So I'm looking at over there on this customer's property, and he's like, see that fence over there? They cut a hole in it so they could get through there. And I was like, oh, wow, yeah, they sure did. And he's like, then they dumped all that trash over there yesterday. And I was like, oh, okay. And so there was a huge pile of just random trash. I mean, it was so weird. It was like a little bit of everything in there. I was like, why would they have like all that trash, you know, piled up there by the fence? Just very odd. So anyways, he was talking to me for a few minutes. He's like, man, I just wanted to warn you about these people. They're crackheads. They're in and out of here. They're in this house. He said, I'm not sure if they got into this house or not, but he said they've been all around it. And I was like, oh, okay. And he said, I know they've been in the other house because I ran them out of there. And I was like, oh, wow. All right, man. Appreciate it, you know. So after that, man, I'm like mowing this yard, and I've got my head on a swivel because I've been in a similar situation where last year there was a squatter living in this house that I was mowing. This guy wanted it mowed, same kind of situation. He lived out of town. He let it get way out of hand and grown up, and it looked empty, and it was empty, and these people broke in, and they were, like, squatting in the house on all kinds of stuff. And, you know, that's, like, this area, this one particular area, and it wasn't too far from that house I took care of last year. It was probably maybe a half a mile away, not very far. Same side of town, basically. So I'm thinking about that. I'm like, oh, man, these people are probably squatting in this house. They're probably in there doing no telling what. And I was like, here I am by myself in the, you know, about to go to the backyard or whatever and mow it. And I was like, man, this is just not good at all. So I was Oh man, after I heard that, I kind of like looked around and I was checking out the houses a little bit more, and I noticed that the neighbor's house, two of the windows were open, and so you know there's people in there. The windows are wide open and the blinds are all messed up. Like, you can tell people have crawled through there and broke the blinds and just tore them all up. You know, they're all hanging crazy and broken looking. And then on top of that, there's, like I said, two windows up. And so just very, very strange, very, very weird. And the house that I'm mowing, I kind of go around it and check it all out. And nothing like looks out of the ordinary on like the house. Like, the doors look fine, the windows look fine. Doesn't look like anybody's like forced their way in. I don't see a lot of blinds tore up. I see some blinds that are kind of like pulled to one side, but it's not like they're all broken and tore up and all that stuff. So I'm just checking it all out, scoping it out, and to the left side of this house is one of these like carport awning things that you park under. So to the left of that is this carport awning, and I go under it, and that's like how you get to the backyard. So the far left side of the property, it has that. So I'm going to like the far left side of the property. I'm looking back there, and when I get like back to the back, the grass is tall. It's like 2-3 feet tall. I look back there and I notice there's like trails. Like, you can tell the grass is like beat down and been trampled on. And so it's obvious that people have like been back and forth in and out of there. And I'm looking at the very far right corner of the property, and that's where that shed's at, and the door is wide open, and I'm thinking, man, there's probably people in there. But I guess what happened was, when I dropped the gate, unloaded the mowers, I guess all those people that were back in her backyard, they just kind of scattered down the street. And that's what I saw. You know, I was turning around looking, I was seeing people, and I couldn't figure out how they were coming from that direction, because there's a chain link fence there. Well, what I didn't know was there was a hole on that side of the chain link fence. So they were just in the backyard of the customer that I was taking care of, and just slipping through the chain link fence and then cutting between the chain link fence and the neighbor's house. And they were just popping out right there, 20 feet, you know, behind the box truck, 30 feet behind the box truck. I was like, what? Where are these people coming from? And I was thinking, man, there's no telling. Who knows? I actually thought they were probably just coming out of the house next door. Maybe they live there. But apparently, they were in the backyard of this property. So, long story short, man, I got in there and I mowed the tall grass, got it looking good. But I was moving, man. I was moving fast. At my head, and I had my head on a swivel. I was looking all around. I was like, I wasn't turning my back to anything. I was keeping, you know, I was constantly turning different directions and looking and just kind of looking out. Because before, I've mowed properties like this that were vacant or that had been, you know, really grown up. And one year I was on my Ventrac and I was just mowing back and forth. And I was videoing the whole time. This was probably a couple of years ago, maybe even 3 years ago now. I think it was probably 3 years ago. I was just mowing back and forth on the Ventrac, and I was videoing this whole time because this grass was like super tall, and I was like, man, this will be a good video to see how the Ventrac handles like some overgrown stuff. And so I'm going back and forth on the Ventrac, back and forth on the Ventrac, and I just catch a glimpse of something out of the corner of my eye, and I turn around, and this guy is right behind me. I mean, right behind the Ventrac. Like, I would go forward and I would back up the Ventrac. And so he was like right on top of me, and it kind of startled me. I was like, whoa, where'd this guy come from? And so I was a little like, I don't know, not really ticked off, but thinking, man, I'm not stopping for this guy. You know, I'm going to just keep on mowing. And he kept on getting closer and closer, and I was like, all right, I'm going to run over him if he doesn't move out of the way. So I shut the Ventrac off. I talked to him, same situation. He's like, hey, I'm the neighbor. I live over here. And I've had, you know, people in my yard, and they've been in this house, and they've been in the yard, and they're coming in and out of the house, and they're, you know, on no telling what. He said, I've been trying to run them off. He said, they keep coming back. Kind of like the same situation. So I'm thinking about that, you know, scenario too, where those people were living in the house and into no telling what. And so I'm thinking about all this stuff. So I'm moving pretty quick in the backyard. You know, I'm back there mowing, as fast as I can, basically. I set the camera up, and I kind of set it up to where it's on the house in case something does happen or someone does pop out of the house. You know, at least I'll catch them on video, and I can kind of see kind of what went on. So who knows? I may go back and watch the video and be like, oh my gosh, somebody popped their head out of that window or opened the door. You know, there's no telling. I mean, this stuff happens. And it's just, you know, part of mowing in this neighborhood. And so I get the backyard mowed, and then I grab the trimmer at the time. After that guy told me all that, I went to the box truck, which I was already going to do this once I went to the backyard. But since he told me, I was like, all right, I'm just going to go back to the box truck, shut everything up. So I put the gate up, the ramp up on the back of the box truck, got it all locked up. I locked the side door as well. I grabbed the trimmer out of there, and I took it to the backyard where I was going to be. And, you know, anytime I was mowing, like, the backyard, I made sure that, like, I could see the trimmer and the camera and all that stuff. You know, that was another thing. I had two cameras on me, and I was like, I really don't want somebody just walk by while my back's turned and take my GoPro or my other camera. So I was constantly, like, looking around, seeing what was going on. Got the backyard mowed, got it trimmed up, and then hopped back on the mower, went around to the front, and it was kind of weird. While I was trimming the kind of like the right side of the property after I mowed it, I just turned around and looked, and there was a car. And I'll go back and look on the video and see kind of what was going on. But there was a car on the other side of the fence on the road, you know, and the chain link fence and the big ditch was between us, so wasn't like a big deal. But I turned around as I was trimming, and there was a car just sitting there looking at me. And they had tinted windows, so I couldn't see them. I couldn't see who was in there or what they were doing. So I was like, man, this kind of stinks, you know. What's this car want? What are they doing? And so I just turned around real quick and kind of like walked like 20 feet the opposite direction away from the car, and started trimming over there on the side. And when I did, when I looked at them, they took off. And so I was like, what is up with that? That's kind of crazy. And so I get done mowing. I go around. I'm going to put the mower back up. And when I go to put the mower back up, I have to unlock the ramp and all that stuff and lower the ramp down. And when I do, I saw that car, that same car. It was a gray, silver four-door car with tinted windows. So dark that you couldn't see in the car at all. When I go back to the box truck to let the gate down, the ramp down, I look over, that car's there again. I was like, what are they doing? And so I'm like putting the ramp down real quick. I'm trying to get my stuff in there, not sure what they're going to do. And I turn around again and I look, and then they take off. So it's just kind of strange. I don't know what they were up to, what they were doing, but just a little different, man. So that's how my day went yesterday. Got the yard mowed, and after I got the yard mowed, I told the lady I'd do like before and after pictures, and I would send them to her and all that stuff. And so I wasn't planning on mowing that yard until today, because that's what I told her, but I went ahead and did it like a day early. And so I sent her a text. I said, hey, you care to send me your email address when you get a chance? And so she immediately sent me the email address. Meanwhile, remember, this lady, she's got a California number, but when I talked to her the second time, she says she lives in Montana. And I was like, oh, wow, she's in Montana. Okay, whatever. So I'm not even worried about the money, like worrying about if she pays me or not. She sounded like a really nice lady over the phone, so I was like not worried about it. It didn't sound sketchy, like I needed to get my payment up front. But typically, I would get my payment up front before I do a job like this, especially if the house is already sold and if it's, you know, working for somebody from out of town that I'll never see or never be able to contact again. I typically do these type of jobs like prepay, but for some reason I was like, you know what, I'm just going to get in there and knock it out. I've got another one to do in that same neighborhood. The lady's from California and her mom lives there. She does live there in the house. So, kind of a different situation there. But anyways, I got the yard mowed and text her about the email address. She immediately sent it to me. I said, hey, just want to let you know I went ahead and went over there today and got it knocked out. and I just sent you an invoice via email. And she's like, oh, wow, thank you so much, you know. And I'm like, I don't know this lady. I haven't sent her before and after pictures. She doesn't know me. She's obviously found me online, so I'm sure she's seen my website and Facebook page. I'm sure that's where, you know, she got my number. And so she already kind of knows me, but I don't know her at all. And as soon as I send the email, or as soon as I text her that, within like 10 seconds, she pays the bill. And I was like, wow, that was so fast. Like a lot of times, you know, you got customers in your area. Like I've got one right now that I've mowed for years, you know, 5+ years. And I'm waiting on $150 for the last 3 mowings. And it's like, she hasn't paid it yet, you know. And I'm waiting on $150 from this lady, and I haven't got it, you know. I haven't got the money yet. So just kind of waiting on that. I'm kind of stumbling here because this guy, oh, man. I'm in kind of like the same neighborhood at McDonald's here, and this guy rolls by on a bike, and he's staring at me the whole time. He wants me to roll down the window and talk to him because he's wanting to ask for something, but I've got the window up. And just kind of nodded at him and held my phone up like I was on the phone, which I am, recording this podcast. So I think he just kept on rolling. Anyways, where was I even at? Oh, so I'm waiting like for $150 from this customer, regular customer that I take care of. I've been taking care of her yard for 5 years, and she hasn't paid me yet. She'll pay me, but just the fact that I'm waiting on it right now is kind of, you know, it's something else because this lady's from Montana that I just took care of, doesn't know me, never met her, talked to her once on the phone, and within 10 seconds of me sending the invoice, she has it paid, and she goes on to say, hey, I appreciate you getting to it so quick, you know, thank you for taking action and getting over there and getting it done, I really appreciate it. She said, I gave you a $25 tip because you got to it so quick. And I was like, oh, wow, thank you so much. She said, make sure you get it, you know, check and make sure you received it. So I checked real quick. Sure enough, $25 tip. I was like, oh, wow, thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate that. And she said, no, I appreciate you going over there and getting this taken care of. You know, I've been waiting 3 weeks for a guy to get over there and take care of it. And you did it the same day you called me. And I was like, I was thinking I didn't have time to do it, but I took the time to do it. It was one of those things where I just felt like, you know, God saying, hey, help this lady out, take the time. You don't have the time. You need to be doing other things, but take the time, help this lady out, and get it off of her mind. And, you know, then you can jump to your other jobs. You know, your other jobs will be there. So it's not a big deal. Take care of this one first. Then you can focus on taking care of your regular job. So anyways, it was just kind of a crazy story. I told her about everything going on. And after she already paid me, she had already paid me. And then she was like, do you have those pictures you were going to send me? And I was like, yep, I'm trying to get them, you know, sent to you. I took all the pictures on my camera because my iPhone is like completely full. The storage is full. So I had to like take a picture or try to. Take a picture of the camera inside the, you know, iMessage or whatever and send it to her that way. So pictures weren't the greatest, but I was able to send them and show her that I did take care of it, got it mowed, all that stuff. And then I sent her a picture of, I told her about the fence and the trash and all that stuff. She was like, oh, wow, asking me more questions. So I went through there, I had a picture of that, sent it to her. And she just went on and on, man, like, you know, thank you so much. I really appreciate you getting over there and you taking care of that, making it look nice. And thanks for keeping me updated on the house and the fence. And I told her that the neighbor came over and said that he's been running people off. Like they've been over there in her yard. I'm not sure if they're in their house, but just told her all that stuff. So anyways, you know, just hopefully that helped her out, gave her a peace of mind, and, you know, took care of the job for her. So that's how the day went yesterday. So today, catch-up day, I do have to take care of a couple of properties that I just kind of picked up. We'll see if I keep them long-term. I'm thinking this year, if it's not a property, like, directly beside one of the houses that I take care of, I'm willing to do like these one-time cleanups because they're pretty profitable because they're grown up and they need a lot of attention. And I've got the equipment to get in there and get out and get it done really fast. So you can make a lot of money in a short period of time. And on top of that, it's not something that you have to commit to every single week. So I can't pick up more weekly yards because there's just not enough hours in a day, not enough room on my schedule. But if I can pick up these profitable one-time cleanup jobs, you know, get in there, clean them all up, get them looking nice, and don't have to worry about doing that every week, then I'm going to do that. Kind of like the Ventrac work, you know, you get in there, a lot of times I'll mow like a property overgrown field or around a house or whatever. I'll get in there and I'll do it one time and they might not need it again for a few months. So you can afford to, it's a little bit easier to make time for like a one-time cleanup as opposed to making time for like, you know, 2 hours every week, 2 hours every week. It's hard to find 2 hours every single week, but you can probably find 2 hours every other week or 2 hours, you know, or a few hours a month or whatever. So that's kind of like the game plan going into it this year. I'm going to do more of the Ventrac work, cleanup work, and stuff like that. So that's kind of what I'm going after, and that's kind of what I'm focusing on. But that's how my day went yesterday. Kind of wild, but I ended up getting it done. And now I've got a similar situation where I've got to get a hold of this lady from California, talk to her. I've already talked to her mom, and her mom is okay with me coming over there and knocking out her overgrown property. So just want to follow up with the daughter, talk to her about it all, and get on the same page there. And then she lives in California, so I haven't had a chance to get a hold of her because of the time zone, you know, difference or whatever. But I'll try to get a hold of her today and get maybe that set up for tomorrow and get that knocked out. But that's what's going on, man, just trying to get it done and trying to deal with these crazy people on some of these jobs. But send me a message. Let me know if you've ever had to deal with crazy stuff like this in your area, or is it something like you wouldn't even touch or mess with? It kind of comes with the territory. When you're doing these overgrown properties, whether it's with the mower or the Ventrac, there's a lot of gray area where you don't know. I don't know. You just don't know who's on the property, who's in the house. You don't know who's watching next door. It's just one of those things, you know. It's just comes with the territory. It comes with those particular jobs. A lot of added drama, it seems like, on some of these properties. But, you know, if you're cool with that, if you're okay with that, it can be some really good money. So you just kind of got to look past all the other stuff that kind of goes on and just get in there and take care of the property. Clean it up the best you can, and then if you got to deal with some extra drama like I did yesterday, you just kind of got to go with it, you know. You kind of got to expect it on a lot of these properties, and that's what I've just come to expect over the years, especially running the Ventrac. You know, you'll have a lot of people just stop and talk to you because it's a crazy, wild-looking machine that they probably haven't seen, you know, locally in their area. So I get a lot of just kind of weird random people just stopping by asking me all these strange questions about the Ventrac, and so I'm kind of gotten used to it by now. But anyways, that's all I got, man. I'm just updating you on what happened yesterday and the crazy story that took place yesterday mowing this overgrown property. But if you want to see the pictures, like before and after pictures of this property that I took care of, go over to Lawn Care Life in Missouri on Facebook or Instagram, and you can check out the before and after pictures. I took the Grandstand Revolution out there, man, and it's like this overgrown lot, 2 to 3 feet tall, just nasty looking. Hadn't been mowed all year, probably hadn't been mowed a little bit last year, the end of last year, and I took the Grandstand Revolution out there, and I took this overgrown mess and laid some really nice stripes. Like, you'll look at the picture and you'll be like, man, they can't be like the same, you know, it's got to be like two different times or whatever. But no, man, it was the real deal yesterday. I had to go over it a bunch of times. It wasn't one pass, you know, it was like 10 passes probably. Oh, man, I went over there a bunch. I just like, one more pass, it'll look a little better. One more pass, it'll look a little better. And then, I don't know, probably took me 20 minutes to mow this one little area. But when I got done, it looked pretty good, I thought. So you guys check it out. Let me know what you think. But anyways, I'm out. I'm Cameron with the Lawn Care Life of Missouri. Have a good day. And as always, hey, God provides.